Village Store, Joan Davis, proprietor, Jack Haley, manager. Rebroadcast especially for you soldiers, sailors, marines, and coast guardsmen. Now, here's the star and proprietor of the Village Store, Joan Davis.
Okay, I'll see you tonight when I get home. Goodbye. Gee, John, my mother found a picture of me when I was a little tot.
Say, I'd like to see that. What did you look like when you were a baby? Were you cute?
Well, I ain't saying. All I know is every time my father took me to the zoo and we passed the monkey cage, the mother monkey looked at me and said, "Is you is or is you ain't my baby?"
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. My heartstrings, for the moment I saw her I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brakes. Bump, bump, bump went my heartstrings. When she smiled I could feel the car shake. Clang, clang, I tipped my hat and took a seat. I said I hoped I hadn't stepped upon her feet. I asked her name and lost my breath. She looked so lovely that it scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As she started to go, then I started to know how it feels when the universe reels. Clang, clang, ding, 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 ding. Stop, stop, stop. When she started to leave, I took hold of her sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, she stayed on with me and it was grand to stand with her hand holding mine to the end of the line.
We find Joan Davis excitedly telling Jack Haley about a new hairdresser who has just been employed by the local beauty parlor.
And I tell you, Jack, that new hairdresser's technique is wonderful. All the women in town think she's terrific.
So do the men. You know, the boys in the barber shop tell me she's a honey. They say she's got a face that's all right. And she's got a figure that's all... that's all... that's all, brother.
Oh, so what if she is pretty? That's all you men look for in a girl, a pretty face, a well-turned ankle, and an attractive figure. There are other things, you know.
There are?
Certainly. Take me, for instance. Now, I may not have a pretty face or a well-turned ankle or an attractive figure, but I have got brains, intelligence, and ability, and there's just one thing I want to know.
What?
Where can I trade it in for that other stuff?
I'm kind of anxious to see that new hairdresser.
Well, I have an appointment with her at 2 o'clock, and you can come along if you want to.
Oh, no, thanks. I'd like to see her, but I'm not going to any beauty parlor. That's no place for a man.
Well, why not? Maybe you can have your hair touched up. Lots of men do.
What? Me have my natural wavy brown locks dyed? I can just see the boys at the Elk Club point at me and say, "There goes Haley, the henned hussy."
Well, it's my hair I'm worried about. I wonder how I should have it styled, Jack.
Well, how about having one of those gray streaks running through the middle of your hair?
Gray streak running through my hair?
Yeah, how do you think you'd look?
Like a character out of Dick Tracy. Skunk Top Davis. No, no, I want something glamorous. When I walk out of that beauty parlor, I want people to say, "There goes Joan Davis. Doesn't she look like hell?" Oh, Miss Davis. You know, you could have said, "How do you do?" You know.
Hello, Blippi. How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you. I just had had a beauty treatment, and I feel vibrant. If you're not doing anything tonight, Mr. Haley, you can take me jitterbugging. Ooh, I'd make a wonderful dive date.
Well, you certainly would, Blimpy.
Ooh, you really think I'd make a wonderful jive date?
Oh, jive date. I thought you said live date.
Miss Davis, please. You're just jealous of this lovely hairdo the new hairdresser designed for me. Mr. Haley, don't you like it?
Well,
Really a very simple style. You notice the pageboy effect in back that runs in a bun, around which there are little ringlets that curl over the braid which separates the bangs at the side of my forehead? Oh, it makes me feel so chic.
It makes me feel a little chic, too.
Blimpy, there's something wrong with your hair. Maybe it's the colors.
Oh, I know, but I'm going to take care of that. I'm going to tint it tonight. You know that song reminds me of?
Well, I know I'm a mad, impetuous fool for asking, but this I gotta hear. What song does it remind you of, Blimpy?
I'm tinting tonight. Tinting tonight. Did you get it? I am tinting tonight.
Oh, no. Invite the neighbors for fritters, Mother. I found 200 pounds of corn.
Shame on you, Miss Davis. After all, I came to talk to you about something very important in a civic matter.
Mm-hmm.
The Woman's Auxiliary is trying to raise funds to buy a piece of property for a public park. And if we don't raise the funds in 2 weeks, the owner has threatened to sell the property to a cannery.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
Oh, just this. Penny Cartwright appointed herself chairman in charge of raising funds. And so far, she hasn't done a very good job. Now, we want you to take over.
Me?
Precisely. I want you to get in there and give your all. Give them the old up and at 'em. I know you won't let us down. So just get up there and fight, fight, fight.
I'll take the ball, streak for the sidelines, and go up for the touchdown.
Miss Davis! Miss Davis!
Quiet in the stands, please. Aboola-boola, aboola-boola, aboo-boo.
Oh, Miss Davis, please be serious.
Hmm?
Now, it is up to you to tell Penny Cartwright that you're taking her place. I'm sure you can handle her.
Can I? Don't worry. Leave it to me. Where can I find her?
Well, she told me she has an appointment with the hairdresser at 1:30. You'll find her at the beauty shop. Goodbye and good luck.
Well, at last I got a chance to show Penny Cartwright up.
No, Jack!
Did you hear what... Blimpy said.
Yeah, but what makes you think you can raise the money any better than Penny? You're no salesman.
Don't worry. I'll raise the money for our city park. I wonder if there's any way I can tell Penny I'm replacing her without hurting her feelings. Because if there is, I want to be very careful not to do it that way.
Hello, Joan. Say, I've just seen her.
But take it easy, John. Who'd you see?
Why, that little southern girl is working down at the beauty parlor. Gee, when she speaks, Joan, her soft southern voice is so soothing.
Oh, brother, you men are all alike. Why, I could have had a lovely southern voice except for one thing.
What was that, Joan?
I ain't born in Minnesota. See, if I'm going to dance in the store, I better take off a little weight. My spare tire keeps blowing out.
Joni, what time is your appointment at the hairdresser?
It's 2:00, but I want to be there at 1:30 to talk to Penny. Why?
Well, I was thinking maybe I ought to go along with you. You know, just in case,
Yeah, oh, I get it. You want to get a look at that new hairdresser.
I do not. What the hell made you think of that?
Oh, I don't know, unless it's because your ears are pointed and your fangs are showing.
No, I just want to go to the beauty parlor to...
Hello, Miss Davis. Hello, Mr. Haley.
Oh, Dave Speed. Hiya, kid.
Hello, Dave. Gee, Mr. Haley, have you seen the new operator at the beauty parlor? She's worth going over to see.
I'm not interested. You couldn't force me over there. You couldn't push me over there. You couldn't drag me over there.
But she's got a face like Hedy Lamarr, legs like Betty Grable, and a figure like Lana Turner.
Blow on me, little son, and I'll float over.
Jack, control yourself. Davy, you better stop talking and sing.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I better.
Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. Sweet and lovely, heaven must have sent her my way. Skies way up above me never were as blue as her eyes. And she loves me. Who would want a sweeter surprise? When she nestles in my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart, a song of love is taunting me, melody haunting me. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. Nothing more I can say. When she nestles in my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart, a song of love is taunting me, melody haunting me. The roses in May, and she loves me. There is nothing more I can say.
Oh, that was very, very nice, Davy. Well, it's almost 1:30. I better go over to that beauty shop. Jack, are you come with me or not?
Well, since you insist, I'll go along.
Well, come on, then. Maybe you can help me talk Penny into giving up that chairmanship job to me. Well, here's the beauty parlor, Jack. Let's go in.
I don't know. I've never been in a beauty parlor before. Is a man safe in there?
If the man is you, yes. Come on, come on. See, it's harmless enough in here.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Why, Jack, what's the matter?
Those women, look! They're sitting there without heads.
Without heads, Jack. They're sitting under dryers.
Oh, I better wait outside. I feel out of place here.
Oh, relax. Maybe the new hairdresser will talk you into having your hair done.
Oh, no, she won't. No woman's going to talk me into having my hair done. You hear me? No woman's going to talk me into having my hair done.
Hi, good looking. I'm the new hairdresser, Scarlett O'Hagan.
You talked me into it.
Would you like to have me fix your hair, big boss?
Yeah.
How about a finger wave, handsome?
All right. Here are my fingers. Wave them.
Look, miss, I'm the one who came to have her hair done.
Quit pushing, lady. I'm first.
That's right, he is. Well, honey child, what would you rather have? A Marcel, a permanent, a shampoo, a finger wave, a mud pack, a manicure, a lemon ring?
Or would you rather be a pig? A ring? She sang it my key, too, didn't she? Oh, bless you, sister. Look, I have a 2 o'clock appointment, but I came here a little early to see Penny Cartwright. Is she here?
No, she's 15 minutes late now, so I'll take you first. What can I do for you?
Oh, just a little something to make my hair look pretty. I'll leave it up to you.
Well, I'd like to fix your hair to show off your best feature.
It can't be done.
Why not?
What kind of a hairstyle can you get that'll show off flat feet? That's silly, huh?
Oh, please, Jack. Pay no attention to him. My best feature happens to be my... What style have you got that shows off flat feet?
Miss Davis, let me see your face. I want to study your profile.
Oh.
It's none of my business. business, Miss Davis, but did you ever think of having your nose bobbed? No, I like to wear it long like this. I think it's very cute the way it curls under in a page boy. Mrs. Bennett, I'll have to finish with her. I'll be right back.
Okay, sugar. Hurry up. By the way, are you going doing anything tonight?
Well, no, but haven't you all got a girlfriend?
Yes, I think.
What do you mean, yes, you think?
Yes, I got a girlfriend, but I think I can get rid of her.
Go out with you. I don't want to break up your romance.
Go on, break it up, babe. Break it up.
Well, I'm going in the other room, but I'll be back. I'll be thinking of you every minute.
And I'll be thinking of you. I'm going to miss you.
I'll miss you too. Goodbye.
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 Bon voyage.
Have a nice trip. Don't forget to write. Pull up the gangplank. Sure. All that fuss over it ain't going into the next room, Jack. I wonder where Penny is. I'm very anxious to tell her that I'm taking over her campaign job.
Oh, I hope you break it to her in a nice way.
Oh, I will. I'll be my usual subtle self. I'll merely explain that due to circumstances beyond my control, I'm obliged to relieve her of her duties.
Well, that'll be fine.
Yeah. But if she says one word I don't like, I'll tell her to hit the road.
Oh, here comes Penny now.
No. Hit the road.
All she said was hello.
That's the word I don't like. Jack, darling, what are you doing here? Did you come over to see that new hairdresser?
What hairdresser?
The one who works in this beauty parlor.
Beauty parlor? Isn't it a pool room? Back him up again, Joe. I'll shoot one game before I go home.
Jack, you know very well this is a beauty parlor. Why, you did come over to see that new hairdresser, didn't you?
Who, me? Why, Penny, you know I only have eyes for you. Why, I wouldn't even look at another girl.
Well?
Do you believe me, don't you, Penny?
Yes, Jack, you've got me convinced. Why, it's remarkable he's got me convinced, too. And I saw him make a pass at the girl. What did you say, Miss Davis?
She said I passed the girl and I didn't even look at her.
Oh, I see. I thought Miss Davis said something else. I could have sworn I said something else. Chairman in charge of raising funds for the new park, aren't you?
Yes, why?
Well, kid, I'm sorry to tell you, but I'm taking over your job.
You taking over my job? Oh, really?
Pardon me, are your woolies tickling you?
Penny, dear, unfortunately, the woman's auxiliary doesn't like the way you're handing the job, and they asked Joni to take over.
Well, I think I'm doing a very good job, and I refuse to give up the position to anyone, especially Miss Davis.
But, Penny, it's for the good of the community. You see, kid,
well,
they want...
I finished with Mrs. Bennett.
Well, hey, Jack, here comes your dream boat back from her cruise.
Oh, there you are, Mr. Harrigan. I'm ready to have my hair done.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Miss Cartwright. You were late, and I gave Miss Davis your appointment.
Miss Davis again. It's always her. Miss Davis, you get my hair.
Well, what are you kicking about? It's a change from peroxide, ain't it? What am I talking about?
Several speeches tomorrow to raise that money. And I must have my hair done.
Well, Miss Cartwright, the only appointment I have open is 8 o'clock tonight.
Well, then, I'll just have to take it.
But, Penny, how about our date tonight?
Oh, you can come over here and wait for me, Jack.
Okay, Penny.
But you asked me for a date tonight, Jackie.
Well,
Mr. O'Harrigan, Jack is my boyfriend, and he's going out with me.
Oh, why wasn't I born rich instead of so irresistible?
Oh, come on, Jack. And as for you, Miss Davis, you can forget about that job because I intend to keep it. Goodbye.
She certainly is snippy, isn't she?
Yeah. Gee, I gotta think of some way to make her change her mind. Oh, she makes me so mad.
She makes me mad, too. I have a good mind not to fix her hair tonight.
Fix her hair?
Mm-hmm.
Say, you just said something. You know, you could fix her hair so she'd be ashamed to be seen in public. Catch on?
Oh, well, I'd like to do that, but I really couldn't.
No, you couldn't, but your assistant could.
My assistant? Who all's my assistant. Why, nobody else but me, your little sister Magnolia, who just came up from Alabama. Do you all catch on now, do you all?
Oh, well, I sure enough do, but you, she'll recognize you. How are you going to disguise yourself?
Well, give me time, honey child, give me time. My diabolical mind will work out the details in a minute.
Don't blame me for falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't you see that when you do the things you do, I can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling. Don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love. Blame your kiss, as sweet as a kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms. But don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon way up above makes me need someone like you to love. Blame your kiss, as sweet as a kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms. But don't blame me.
Child, here I is. Yuck, yuck. How do you like my disguise? Do you think Penny will recognize me with his mud pack on?
Oh, well, I hope not.
Now, remember, Scarlett, I'm your sister, and I just arrived from the South to help you. Remember, I'm your little sister from the South. You all, shut my mouth.
Talk like that.
Now, never mind. Penny won't know the difference. Why, when I get through with her, her beauty treatments, she won't be able to go out of the house for 2 weeks.
Well, what can I do to help you?
Now, just stand by, and if you see me do anything right, incorrect me, sister, incorrect me.
Oh, no, it's Mr. Hale.
Well, I'll just lay it on thick and fool him, too.
Ah, sugar, Miss Cartwright isn't here yet.
Yeah, I know. I thought I'd come a little early so we could be alone, just the two of us.
Well, I demand to recount. There's three of us.
Who said that?
I did, Sugar Pie. I did.
Where did the end man come from?
Oh, don't let a mud pack scare you. This is my sister Magnolia, who just arrived from the South.
How do you do, Magnolia?
Well, how are you all, handsome? Make yourself at home. Pull up a tobacco auctioneer and sit down.
Thanks.
Don't mention it. Would you care for a drink? How about a nice cold glass of cotton gin?
Here comes Miss Cartwright now. I'm sorry if I'm a little late, but... Oh, hello, Jack.
Hello, Penny.
Well, I'm ready to have my hair done, Miss O'Harrigan. Shall we get started?
Yes, my sister Magnolia here will start you. Pardon me while I go out and get the chair.
Well, are you all ready for the treatment, miss?
Yes, but... Magnolia, tell me, why are you wearing a mud pack?
Mutt? Oh, well, you see, I got a mole on my cheek, and I want to make it feel at home. Now, just how would you like to have your hair dressed up? How about a facial mud pack with this lovely gooey mud?
No, I think I'll have a shampoo.
Oh, a shampoo. Well, here we go. Just let me rub this shampoo in real well like this. Now, how does that feel?
My, that feels wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, about my hairstyle, how do you think I ought to have it cut?
Well, how about a windblown GI?
Well, I think that... oh, my gosh, Penny. What happened to your hair? It's all black.
Black? Well, what do you know? How clumsy of me. I all shampooed your hair with a mud pack.
This is terrible. Feel my hair. It's stiff. What am I going to do? My hair is stiff.
Now, don't you all get excited. We'll put it under a cold shower and sober it up.
Oh. How am I going to get this hard mud out of my hair?
Now, just you all leave it alone, and it'll wear off in about 2 weeks, it will.
2 weeks? I won't be able to go out of the house, and Miss Davis will have to take over my campaign job.
Well, as long as you insist, I accept. And I promise you that I'll raise the money to buy a beautiful park for our town.
Wait a minute. You're Miss Davis. Oh, I might have known it. You did this deliberately.
Well, gee, kid, I only did it for the good of community.
Oh, don't talk to me. I'm getting out of here. Goodbye.
Joni, how could you do a thing like that?
Oh, I don't know, Jack. I didn't mean to do it. I guess there's something in my makeup that's not right. Oh, I can't go on this way. I'll do away with myself. I'm going down to the river, cut a hole in the ice, and throw myself in.
That's impossible. There hasn't been any ice in that river for 50 years, and there probably won't be any for another 50 years.
Well, in that case, there's only one thing for me to do. I'll wait.
Forget to do those little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream, and I'm happy as a king. And foolish though it may seem to me, that's everything. The mere idea of you, the longing here for you, you'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near. I see your face in every flower, and your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you,
Forces Radio Service.